Imagine being in a situation where you live close to a river and you know that there's a wall of water heading your way, a wall of water that could inundate the homes and businesses along the riverfront. Well, that's the situation for thousands of residents who live in Memphis, Tennessee. People in more than 1,300 homes have been told to evacuate. Some 370 people or so are now staying in shelters. The waters of the Mississippi are expected to crest tomorrow morning at perhaps about 48 feet. That's just under the all-time record of 48.7 feet. That record was set in 1937, but it turns out the damage may be actually worse today than it was 70 years ago. Joining us now is Bill Dries, reporter for the Memphis Daily News. Bill, what does Memphis look like this morning?
Memphis, for the most part, is above water. There is some flooding that is going on along the river itself. The river is nearing the record, as you indicated. We also have five tributaries, creeks and smaller rivers that feed into the Mississippi River. And those have been over their banks. They've risen pretty rapidly in the last week, but without much rain to feed them, they've also dropped just as rapidly.
And we're told, Bill Dries, that the damage from this flooding could be worse than it was 70 years ago simply because it's more developed there. There are more homes and businesses now in danger of being covered by water.
Yeah. While there are a lot of comparisons to 1937 in terms of the river's height, in 1937, the suburban areas along the tributaries weren't there. They were either farmland or they were wilderness that long ago. As the county has grown, more people are living along these bodies of water.
So do you think, Bill, has the state and the city prepared? Do you feel adequately protected at this point?
Yes. So far, the coordinated effort has worked very efficiently, and it's worked very well. Their philosophy has been that this has been a gradual rise in the river. Last week, we saw the river rise by about as much as a foot a day. That rate has slowed considerably to now a few inches a day, up to the 48-foot crest sometime tomorrow. And their response has been measured in that way. They've told people there's no need to panic. There's time for you to plan if you are in an area where the water is going to rise and take your homes. And we have the shelter for you. And so there's no need to panic about this.
That's Bill Dries, calm, a reporter for the Memphis Daily News there in Memphis, Tennessee. Thanks, Bill. I'm wondering if that's reassuring news for you, David Kenny. David Kenny, a reporter for WLBT in Jackson, Mississippi. Are you comforted?
I am, because I don't live near the river, but there are a lot of people who do live near the river, and they've been basically told two scenarios. We have a series of levees, obviously, to protect them here that they've been working on for a long time. The record crest of the river was 1927, 56.2 inches. In that year, the levees broke when the river got so high. The current estimated crest, which has now been moved back 3 days here, is going to be 57.5, which is over a foot above the record here. So a lot of people here just hoping and praying that those levees hold. They've been told by the Corps of Engineers that those levees have been improved over the years and that they're good. But the main threat here isn't just the river. It's some of those backflow rivers and tributaries that run into the Mississippi. We've been told that we're going to see overtopping of the levees that protect those waters by about a foot in the Mississippi Delta, which is going to flood some farmland and a few homes. But I think the city of Memphis sits more on the river than the cities in Mississippi do.
You know, David, is your understanding that all of the sort of swing doors on the river are wide open, including those big levee doors there north of New Orleans?
Right. We do have the Yazoo River, which runs into the Mississippi River right there at the city of Vicksburg. Now, off of that, there are tributaries with, floodgates on them that push the water back into other areas and, you know, in situations like this. Now, that water, those floodgates are wide open, and they're saying that that water is going to come over the top of those levees by about a foot. And if that happens, you know, the flooding won't be drastic. But, you know, in 1927, those levees broke because of that pressure was so great on those levees. They're saying the crest here is going to last about 10 days. So that water's got to sit there piling over those levees for 10 days straight. So all you can do is cross your fingers and hope they hold. If they don't, if for some reason they do break because of that pressure, you're going to see water flowing 40, 50 miles from that levee break.
Well,
that's how bad the flooding is going to be.
Where are the most vulnerable places in Mississippi?
It's going to be just north of Vicksburg, the lower part of what you hear people talk about, the Delta, farmland. So it is kind of sparsely populated. But in the city of Vicksburg, there are lower areas where people have been evacuated to higher ground, several hundred people.
And there's also a great deal of development there.
Yeah, but for the most part, Vicksburg sits on a bluff, but there are lower areas and neighborhoods that, you know, tend to flood in situations like this, and this is going to be a record here.
That's David Kenny, reporter for WLBT in Jackson, Mississippi. We also spoke earlier with Bill Dries, reporter for the Memphis Daily News there in Memphis, Tennessee. We're talking a lot about historic floods, the Great Flood of 1927, the record-breaking flood of 1937. We're going to talk more about that later this hour. But if you are a listener that is living there along where the waters are rising, give us a call with your own report.
I live in Memphis. I just drove by Beale Street. It is not underwater. It's not a chair.
Okay, Memphis not underwater, and they are saying so far that
Street
the levees, they're saying so far that the levees are holding. We'll see how that works throughout the day and as it moves further south into Mississippi. But we do want to get your report where you are. Give us a call at 877-8-MY-TAKE.
There's a lot going on right now: mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here, and maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.